Okay, guys. Hey, we are on the red couch right now with Gary Vaynerchuk. You just went bananas for us for a little over 2 hours here at our leadership event. Can't thank you enough for it.
It was a lot of fun.
In the midst of it, looked over at my uncle. He's like, I think he's just trying to break us. He's just trying to exhaust us.
Honestly, it was funny when it got like a little bit late there. Like, I could have absolutely done that for another 9 hours straight.
Yeah, unreal.
Because it's incredible, right? Like, the audience is giving you love. Like, I get it. I can do it literally forever.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, it comes into some interesting characteristics, right? There's a little bit of a vanity, narcissistic kind of like, you know, there's some funny, like, not very noble reasons I can do it. And then there's the very noble reasons because I'm thinking to myself, okay, if I answer this question super different, super on point, I'm going to break through to that girl in the third row that I've watched going from unengaged when I first walked out to being like right here. And I'm like, okay, now I got her from like cynical, who is this guy, to like, what? And now I'm like, if I can give her one thing because I've got her open to different ideas. So, you know, it ranges from selfless to selfish to why I can feed. And I think there are two engines, which is why I can just keep going.
Yeah. When was the first time that you ever realized that you could just really speak honest?
The place where I'm most honest was always where I was competing. Tennis, gym class hockey was a very competitive thing in my high school. Backyard basketball, ping pong. When I started to be in business, I got very competitive. I look at it as a sport. I go on tilt, right? When I get competitive, I go like a bull, like it comes red. I guess when I started really being out there as a personality in my mid-30s, the camera, like I know somebody's watching this in 39 years. And I'm fascinated by that. I don't know. I think I'm trying to discover the answer for you and the audience.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can tell you that I continue to build momentum on it. I don't know when I first started doing it, like going really there.
Yeah.
But I definitely do it more than ever because it's right. The truth is undefeated. Truth wins.
Yeah.
And so I've become comfortable in that truth, even at my own peril. I speak about my shortcomings a lot more than I used to because if you're going to embrace it, you got to embrace it fully.
No doubt. Well, you know, we got a lot of young people. Average age of our baroistas is 18 to 24 or so.
Yeah.
And they got a lot going on.
Yes.
What is just the one thing that you'd love to drive home for
patience.
Them?
Patience. Literally, 98% of you are going to not achieve what you want because you were impatient. And you were impatient for dumb shit. Like, the car. Like, you're literally saving to buy the car, which is really just a weird vehicle. Not to transport you around, but to give you the leverage to hook up with a girl because you're insecure. Like, the stuff that people do out of insecurity is incredible. And so that's where you give up the leverage.
Yeah.
Or you're the really amazing oldest daughter and you're helping pay rent and it's shitty and like, it's the complete reverse. It's not the vanity like dude thing. Let's go with the noble gal thing. And you're the oldest sister and you're taking care of it. And the pressure breaks you down 2 years before you could have really turned the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so when it's like, it's a completely opposite side of this, right? It's at your darkest when you don't think you can do it anymore, where it sucks to wake up at 6 a.m., go to school, come back, not have friends. And now with social media, you see your friends posting, they're out here and you're dwelling. Before, you know, like you were dwelling because you kind of knew they were doing fun shit, but now it's like you're fucking at Burger King and like at your place, at my place, and you're like seeing it. And you're like, fuck. Like, that is when you gotta fight through and go the other way and recognize that bleeding on the midnight shift is gonna be okay because at 42, when you still, I'm 41 years old, I feel like I'm 16. If I could tell anything to these youngsters, it's you're much younger than you think when you're old.
Yeah.
How old are you?
47.
Can you believe the way you feel inside? If I told 18-year-old you, that you would feel the way, think the stuff that you think at 47, you would laugh me out of the room. Yeah. When I started my dad's liquor store at 22, my older cousin worked at the store. He was 30. I thought he was dead. He was so old. You know, like I know there's a 19-year-old now watching, and he's like, 40? Like, it's so old, like gray hair, like old, but like so young.
Yeah.
So I got 40 more fucking years in front of me.
Just before we started filming or anything, you just got off stage. You've been on stage for over 2 hours.
Yes.
You come off stage, your phone's like, fires and agendas.
Yes.
And what do you do to counter to not feel overwhelmed with all that?
I made my bed, I sleep in it. I can't complain. What am I complaining for? First of all, I chose to be here.
Yeah.
I could have stayed back at the ranch. Like, I don't complain. I recognize that if you want the big bucks and the big accolades, then you've got to be able to eat the most shit,
yeah.
right? Like, that is the absolute thing. Like, your level of ability to deal with stress is completely correlated with the upside of your professional career. It's just black and white. And so, it's not fun. I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
But I have no choice. Nobody's crying for me.
Yeah.
Let's start there. And I'm not crying for myself. I chose this. I'm up for the task. And I'll deliver. And if not, and this fire becomes a true fire, well, then that house is burnt. And I'll move on to the next one.
Well, thank you for spending time with us. I'll be honest with you. We actually cut some of our stuff out because we're like, let's just let him
keep going.
Yeah, I was like, let him go. This is money, you know. It's perfect for our people, you know.
Yeah, it seems
great.
And it kept building, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just kept building.
Well, there's something beautiful about, you said it earlier, truth, man. And when they can hear truth and just, and it's honesty and as blunt as you're pretty good at giving it, man. It's priceless, so.
It was a great crowd. Thank you for having me. The hospitality was incredible. I appreciate
awesome.
It, man.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Gary Vaynerchuk, if you don't know him, just Google it. He's everywhere. So thanks, guys. Love you, Dutch Nation.
See you,
Peace
Dutch
out.
Nation.